fiddledumph, just waiting for that.
Right, that is, I should have put a fiddledumph on the end after the success of me embellishing Eminem the other day.
No, it's
all
right. It's fine.
Your dad enjoyed that, didn't he?
He loved it. He taped it. He played it several times himself just before he goes to sleep.
Right, lovely. Okay, then. That was Blink-182 and All the Small Things. And I'm not sure it's only Blink-182 or Blink-182. 182.
Okay. How does she know? Who does she think she is?
And there, before that, it was Fantasy, Appletone. That's the art of... Oh, where's my beatbox gone? Well, I've not got it.
See, it got confiscated yesterday.
Oh, did it? Right. On sensitive day.
Right, okay. You're full of...
No, you're full of bull, you shall.
Right, okay.
You've lost a day's practice there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, I've got to speed in a minute.
All right, mucho excitement today because I can finally bring you the shortlist of the Hallon Menswear Limited Music Prize.
Excellent.
I'll be announcing that a little bit later on. Mark Hoyle from Cambridge said, following on from your comments about the cryptic crossword clues yesterday, I was wondering whether you'd seen this one in The Guardian today. Lard that is besetting bloke, mostly responsible for enervation.
Mm.
I mean, that was a doddle, isn't it? It's obviously fatigue. That,
yeah, absolutely.
Any fool can see that.
Yeah.
And in the fat from lard, fat tea.
Yeah.
And G-U, most of the word guy.
Yeah.
See? Lard that is besetting bloke, mostly.
Aye.
Responsible for enervation.
Mark Riley. Or six.
I mean,
was it five?
Who cares? Right, okay then. We've got some preemptives on the Things I've Seen quiz.
You're joking.
Which is a great feature, isn't it?
Yeah, I think love it.
Dave Patrick says, preemptive, is it a Tinky Winky doll from the Teletubbies? Right, Simon Elf, making dentures in County Down.
Oh, yeah.
Says, was it an 18th century silver snuff box with an elaborately engraved cartouche mark?
Is it out?
Right, well, you know. I don't know what to do about this today. I've got a few here. We've got, Still Do for Grasfini's been on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Says, how about guessing what I found in the cat's litter tray?
Litter?
Well, or... we've got Rocketin' Rick, who says, whilst driving home from work yesterday to Mansfield, I was happy to hear that the chocolate wrapper in the postbox was a Yorkie. When I arrived home, my happy mood was dampened by the fact I had unwittingly collided with a bird, which, to my horror, was wedged in the front of my radiator grill.
Oh, no.
Guess the bird. You don't fancy that one?
It's a bit off,
isn't it? Bit off, isn't it? All right, then, well, shall we go with this from Heidi in the workshop? While stumbling around to along to my workshop this bright autumn morning, this wasn't this morning, it was 2 days ago now,
right.
The wind began a gusting and a whipping around my trouser leg.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A turn of phrase, I think.
Excellent.
Imagine my surprise when something stuck to my leg and refused to flap away. Would you believe it? A carelessly discarded biscuit packet.
Oh!
Not only that, but it was my favourite type. Can you guess what it was? Can you
jammy
guess
Dodgers.
What it was? Right. Do you have any Jammy Dodgers?
I'm having Jammy Dodgers.
I think this is a toughie.
Is it?
I think this is a toughie, but Jammy Dodgers.
Well, if you had given me that clue beforehand, I wouldn't have said Jammy Dodgers, because they're very...
All right, have another go.
Garibaldi.
All right, Garibaldi. Anyone else want a go? What? Bin-bins?
She's mad, isn't she?
She lives in a parallel universe. Yeah. What are you talking about? Bin-bins. What's Bin-bins about?
Chris, will you debrief her?
Honestly.
She's mad, isn't she? She cracked.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle says Bin-bins. Chris, do you want to guess? Fig rolls.
Fig rolls.
You see?
Fig rolls.
The old Mike. No, best not. Sam, do you want to go? Got Sam with us today. He's been to see Woman's Hour this morning. He's
Excellent.
Come to see Woman's Hour this afternoon.
Excellent. Right, 2 hours.
Type of biscuit. Did you want to guess, Sam? Caramel custard creams?
Caramel.
That's a weird... Custard... Oh, right. He's taking the caramel out.
Yeah,
right,
I would.
Okay. Custard creams. Onion girl.
What?
You can't get them.
What?
You cannot get onion dodgers.
She's
will you leave the onions alone?
She's madder. The two of them together. Crazy. The crack them women,
six,
isn't
6, 8 men, you know.
Yeah.
Women are from Venus, men are right.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Something like that.
Something like that. Anyway, right. Am I the only, right? mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk, right? They're all wrong, by the way. No one in the studio has won it.
Is that right?
Right, so, yeah. Okay, then. 08700 100 100 if you'd like to be on the Togo piece.
Now, Onion Girl, right? She printed that Am I the Only out. And she didn't even get it.
Hell, dim.
No, like, it's two days ago. 2 days ago,
Right, now I've got another new feature I'm launching today as well.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah. Well, I thought just information, you know, we're public service, aren't we?
Oh, great, yeah, good. What are you looking at then?
I thought I'd read out, just as an information service, the football results.
Football results? That's Radio 5's territory, mate.
Well, I just thought that, like, you know, some people might not have seen the results or not get a newspaper or whatever, and it's information for them.
All right. Well, I'll see how it goes.
Aston Villa 2, Charlton 0. Blackburn Rovers 2, Chelsea 3. Fulham 3, Tottenham Hotspur 2. Liverpool 2, Birmingham 2. Manchester United 0, Bolton Wanderers 1.
It's not working, you
mate. What do you mean it's not?
This is Radio 5. I mean, it's good, you know, it's information, but, I mean, it's information you get elsewhere, you know, like on the telly or in the newspapers or Radio 5 Live.
Well, let me get through it anyway. Stop interrupting me, right?
Sorry.
Where was I? Manchester United 0, Bolton Wanderers 1.
Look at the time,
Newcastle 0.
Look at the time. It's late, it's going on for 1:15, mate. We haven't got time for tittle-tattle. You can get this elsewhere.
I know, but it's not fair on the people I haven't mentioned now, is it?
Well, finish it, but don't do many more.
Okay, right, where was I?
Where were you?
Manchester United 0, Bolton Wanderers 1.
That's it, now you have to cut.
You can't stop it!
What? Stop what? I'm telling you, this is not our remit!
You're putting me off!
Greg Dyke will have a go at you next time he sees you.
Yeah, and you're putting
me off. Where were you?
Right, where was I? Liverpool, I've done it. Manchester United 0, Bolton Wanderers 1. Newcastle 0, Leeds 2.
That's it. Finish now. You're wasting time. It's getting annoying now.
Well, you've spoiled that, right?
I'm
doing a perfectly
anything.
Good one. Right,
where was I?
Manchester United 0, Bolton Wanderers 1. The Hives, of course, on Fine Form. Die All Right. It's a limited edition vinyl single. Do you remember those?
Ooh, Hives.
And, and it comes out on October the 7th. All right. Keep your suggestions coming in for what biscuit wrapper. And Michelle just said, what's the answer? And I told her the answer.
Yeah.
And she said, I've never heard of them. This from the woman whose contribution was Bin Bin. Parallel universe alert. And, you know, if you want to be on the Tug O' Peace, then give us a shout on 08700 100 100. All right, to today's Son of Cheesily business. An amateur stargazer has amazed professional astronomers by spotting a new moon orbiting the Earth.
Yeah.
We thought new moon on Monday by Fat Duran, but...
It wouldn't have been Monday, would it? It's probably Wednesday.
Well, anyway,
I
wouldn't have got much further than that, would it, right? Wacky Peter Robinson lives in a converted church with 4 bodies in the cellar.
Yeah.
Right, he's selling it for £500,000.
That's nice.
Stunned Tony Jones rang his own mobile phone after it was stolen, and the dozy thief revealed his own name. Right, okay, what a gumby. Here's your big 2 for today. 3.
I'm just looking at something else.
Cheeky company boss Julian Goots has demanded his clients cough up their debts or they'll be sent topless pictures of his roly-poly payroll manager.
Are you joking?
He warned them, if you don't like this, you better pay up soon or there'll be even more on the way. Julian enclosed a single snap of Sonia Duggins.
Nice name.
Yeah, bearing a size 16 frame with every final demand he sent out. His threat seems to have worked. So far, he's recovered a whopping £15,000. He said the threat of being sent topless photos of Sonia is enough to make anyone pay up. She has a 100% hit rate. The check usually comes next day. He's manager of a recruitment agency in Tamworth, right?
Did he say it's enough to make anybody puke up, did he say?
Pardon?
Is pay up.
Oh, pay up.
Pay up, right.
He got the idea when 21-year-old Sonia revealed she fancied doing some modelling. Mm. When she showed her workmates a photo of her topless, they fell about laughing.
Excellent.
Right, Julian added, all I can say is the picture doesn't do her justice. She looks about 40 and a dead ringer for the Michelin man. Right, Sonia, who has worked for them for 3 years, says, I don't mind, it's just a bit of fun.
Oh, bless.
See, that's the spirit,
Well, it is the spirit.
Yeah. There's the picture, Robert. We can, it's in the Daily Star, right? We can put it up on the webcam.
Can we do that and put nudity on the airways?
Well, I mean, you know, it's only, you've been, I mean, you just...
Well, I'm
just,
not, giving me, I'm not going to look.
Anger at fake pictures, but it's like, there you go. I mean, she looks, doesn't look too bad, does she, but really, there you go. That's what they're doing to recover the money. So, sending out the pictures of the topless payroll clerk, right? Perhaps we should send out pictures of the topless playlist clerk.
Excellent.
Right? I mean, you know. Anyway, right, okay. And here is story number two, and it concerns Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
You heard of Tom Jones?
Scottish fella.
Yeah.
Red beard, thick glasses.
That's the one, right.
Yeah.
Good singer.
Yeah, excellent singer.
And a bit of a sex bomb, right?
Is he?
But listen to this, right? You know, there's an interview with Tom Jones, and he's talking about his wife, right? He's been married to Mrs. Jones.
Oh, yeah.
For many years, since he was a nomarch.
Yeah.
Right? Since he was not famous, right?
Yeah.
And he was just, I think, a pig castrator in Caerphilly.
That's right.
Before he found fame.
Yeah.
Right. He said, Mrs. Jones, right, talks about Linda, who spends most of her time locked away in a Los Angeles mansion, right? A startling insight into how a show business marriage has survived 45 years, right? Tom admits they have an understanding. What she doesn't know doesn't bother her. And as long as he doesn't run away with a bird or fall in love with her, then he's on safe ground, right?
Mm.
So, he says she's very private. She doesn't like to go out. She doesn't like show business or parties. She's reclusive and it suits her. So if anyone invites us to a party, she'll say, no, don't worry, you go, right? So, basically,
do what you want,
when he's out on the road,
yeah.
You know, anybody who says, Tom, you know, I very much admire your singing, and yeah. Would you like to come back to the Travel Lodge for a bit of... Right, and Tom says, well, I'm a married man, you know.
Isn't it?
He says, I am a married man, you know, I am the sexiest man in Mifflinville.
Aye,
isn't it? And he says, I'm married, and she don't care. So they go back to the Travel Lodge and get it on.
Presumably she takes off her knickers and throws them at him.
Well,
yes. It's highly likely.
Highly likely, right?
Yes.
Meanwhile, the wife stays at home and catches up on Emmerdale, and they're both happy.
Well, if it works for them.
Well, he says that she's his best friend.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, well, she would be.
Yeah.
As a very understanding woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's had a nice life, but, you know, I mean, you might sneer.
You might.
But their marriage has held together when other marriages have crumbled.
Excellent.
So, you know, it wouldn't work for everyone, but it's worked for them, so who are we to knock it?
Right then. Speedy the racing hamster gets new home, but without car.
Don't mind that.
A hamster, which was found driving a toy racing car on a Lancashire seafront, has been given a new home.
Found what?
Yeah,
it was found on the seafront, yeah. Driving a car.
Yes.
A hamster.
Yes. Speedy has left the Fylde Animal Sanctuary to live with Rachel Reader in Fleetwood.
He's done a runner from Fylde Animal Sanctuary, yeah. In his car.
Yes.
How did
he was handed into police by a startled day tripper who spotted him in a toy dragster on the seafront in Cleveland near Blackpool. Now this is
fair play to him. He's done a runner in a dragster.
Yes.
Fair play to him.
But some coffin dodgers caught up with him.
Oh.
So he's obviously not that fast. Anyway, Mrs. Reader says, we saw the story in the paper and on television. I felt sorry for Speedy. We had a spare hamster cage and I thought, if you need a home, we can come here.
I mean, what are these, you know, these animal sanctuaries, you know?
Yeah.
Why don't they hide the ignition keys?
It's ridiculous.
Or did he hot wire it?
Or just put them like a foot off the ground, you know, so they can't reach it.
I mean, you know.
Imagine, do they have little ladders in hamster cages?
Well, what was the dragster doing in the cage?
Anyway, I don't know.
All right,
it's a great escape.
Well, it's a great story.
It is.
All right, then.
Onion
so,
girl, thanks.
Speedy the hamster in his dragster. Tom Jones, you know, bonking his way around the world,
nice.
While the wife stays at home reading Heat magazine.
Yeah.
And eating pot noodle. And what was the first one? It seems a while ago now. I forgot. Oh, yeah, sending out topless photos of the playlist clerk to get your money back. Right. Okay, then. Mark.Radcliffe@bbc.co.uk on the email. Either and the text 0776 4100 100. What time is it and how are we going to fit all this in now
with difficulty?
Do you reckon will that be long enough?
I'll tell you what, I'll play the advert and then I'll play Eminem, I think. Oh, I think that's what I'll do.
Jeff Buckley would fill that, man.
Right, Jeff Buckley would be very nice, yeah, right. One Big
Sunday, 2002. If you missed Radio 1's final One Big Sunday of 2002 in Leicester,
you can now see and hear it all on BBC Choice.
One Big Sunday.
This is the sound of Victoria Park.
The backstage gossip.
The live performances.
One Saturday, Leicester!
Radio 1, Romeo Dunn.
Don't play the games that you play, yeah, yeah. Cause you know that I'll only wanna wait.
Alicia Keys! It goes a little something like this.
Lisa Snowden talks to the stars and takes you back to the best bits.
It's your front row seat to Radio 1's One Big Sunday in Leicester.
Sunday night from 7, only on BBC Choice.
One Big Sunday.
Hi, Al.
Where's my snare?
The hell is this? Listening, Dad. This one's for you.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated? The gift I have.
Right, that is Eminem and Cleaning Out My Closet.
Radio 1.
All right, still to come, we have got that announcement of the Halong Menswear Limited Music Prize.
Can't wait.
The shortlist is going to be announced today exclusively on this programme, so we look forward to that. Keep your biscuit suggestions coming in and your Son of Cheeseless suggestions, and we'll be back very shortly with tunes from Miss Dynamite and Oasis. It's 1:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Mike.
There's a new lead in the case of a missing teenager.
Radio 1 News Beat.
And Noel Gallagher's on the show tomorrow.
Smart!
We think he'll be here around about 2 o'clock.
Great.
So we shall see. And before that, it was Dynamite, Miss Dynamite, wasn't it?
Right,
okay. 22 minutes to.
Two.
A quick whack through some of these biscuit suggestions that are coming in. Because it was, you know, the burning question today is what packet of biscuits curled itself around Heidi's leg on our way to the workshop?
Yeah.
Right. Chocolate Hobnob, very popular, right?
Very good.
He's not right. Abbey Crunch from Chris the Toosie Gooney in Clacton. Rob from Derby, Maryland Choc Chip and Hazelnut Cookie Wrapper.
Very good.
Kirk in Birmingham says Boudoir Fingers.
Hey.
Not heard of them.
Sounds like a disease.
Tesco Value Bourbon Wrapper from Damien in North Yorkshire, Sutshire. Hobnobs, Dave Gregory on the train. Wagon Wheels, Steve Collins in Derby. Steve in Bristol, Happy Faces, Mark.
Yeah, good.
Was it a packet of digestives half covered in milk chocolate? Mark from Paul R in Lincoln.
No,
right. Caramel chocolate digestives. Peter Sisson. Incorrect. Nice biscuits. Ben.
Oh yeah.
No. Fox's Crinkle Butter Crunch. Steve Barnard Castle. More for Wagon Wheels. Rich Tea from Booze McKenna. A club wrapper from Colin Miller.
No.
These are all wrong. Right. Breakaway Bar Mark from Lee in Admin. Party Ring.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, right, from Jonathan Morgan. The Cadbury's one shaped like animals, says Loindo.
No,
it's not that, it's right. Not. A packet of Oreos.
No.
It's Oreos.
And then some
American chocolate cookies, are they? Right, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
No chance.
Stephen Andreessen said that wrong. No. Malted milk, nice suggestion from Chris Hickman.
But wrong.
But it's not right. A 54321 from Mark Kent.
No!
Or a taxi.
You know this!
Plain chocolate digestives from Gareth Blackwood. we've got a packet of Viscounts.
No!
From Dean Heathcote. Lincoln's Mark from Mr. Speaker.
You're joking.
Pink Panther Wafers. Timbo from Bury St. Edmunds.
Not at all, not even close.
None of those are right. Jeff and Frazzle say, why is it always confectionery? Have you got some free packets going round? We haven't, actually.
Are you getting out like that, mate? No. We've not even had a Fiend Lexus each.
We're not on the blag at all. It's just a non-competitive quiz. We're funny, so cynical, aren't we?
It's terrible, isn't it?
Is there a prize for this?
Free Lexus.
Oh, another Peter K. Right, okay, you know, there's a prize, a Peter K video. That's all right. So we still don't know where we are with that one, right? Okay, so
no.
More biscuit suggestions, please. Best if you sort of email them in with your Son of Cheeseless,
yeah.
Really, and we can kill two birds with one stone.
It's a tug of peace, but we want another risk.
on the line. Smarlo!
How you doing?
How are you, pal?
Oh, no, bad at all, not bad at all.
And where are you?
I'm in Preston at the moment in Studio 81 on Brigade!
Oh, I thought there was going to be a big cheer there.
Yeah, I didn't expect that, actually, to be honest. There you go. Okay. Dave on the background there.
You should have rehearsed that with him, shouldn't you, really? Where are you? Studio what?
Studio 81. It's a tattoo studio.
Tattoo studio. Is it a piercing as well?
That's me, Mr. Bob.
Right,
Mr.
Okay. Bob. You're getting a bit of stick at the moment, aren't you? Trying to outlaw piercing or something for the under 16s or something?
Well, that's only right, in my opinion. We don't pierce anyone under 18 anyway, so it's fine by me.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. Okay, fair enough then. So, have you done any tattoos today?
No, I don't do tattoos on the pierce. I did a couple this morning.
You're on the pierce. Right, does anyone still have a spider's web on the face?
On the face? Never seen on the face. I've had a couple on the elbows and stuff like that. They do come in.
Have you, right? So, how many piercings a day do you do on average?
Oh, I don't know. Quite a few.
Do you? Right.
Quite a few. Could be in excess of 10.
Could it? And so, are you ever remotely squeamish, you know, I mean?
Never.
Never?
Never. Right. Not part of my job.
Fair enough then, right, okay. Is this your full-time job?
It is at the moment, yeah.
Is it? Right, is this what you always wanted to do, like hammer bolts through people?
Not always what I wanted. I kind of fell into it, but I've done it for a few years now, and I really enjoy it.
Have you got lots of piercings yourself?
I've got a couple, yeah.
Have you? Right, where?
In my ears, mainly.
Mainly?
Mainly, got one in my chest.
In your chest?
Well, in my nipple.
Well, that must be a big one. What, from the front through to the back?
Nipple.
Right, okay, nipple. Fair enough. Well, it's nice having you on, Smarlo.
Nice one.
I'm always intrigued by this, you know, because I've never really plucked up the courage to... Well, I don't think it'd look right on me, to be honest.
Oh, I don't know, I could do the right one for you, I think, Mark.
Yeah, I mean... What piercing do you think would suit the middle-aged man about town?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, have a think about it.
I will do that.
But go steady. Right, okay then. Now we've got Chris Morgan on the line as well. Morgo!
Hello, Mark.
How are you, pup?
I'm alright, mate.
And where are you?
Bolton, Essex.
Oh, where?
Bolton.
Bolton?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
B-U-L-P-H-I-N.
P-H-A-N.
Yeah. You know, you've seen it.
That is my favourite Essex town with Bull in its name.
Yeah.
I can't believe
the
it.
The film Mutiny on the Bounty there. With Charles Lawton. Yeah.
Oh,
1955.
Right. Oh, okay, right. And what do you do in Bolton?
Not a lot, Mark. I'm normally at work, but I'm off this week.
So. Are you? Right, what do you do when you're at work?
A mechanic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you a good one? Are you a dodgy one? Are you one of these merchants who say, ooh, cost you?
No, mate.
You're all legit, are you? Well, he's all got now, hadn't he? Do you work for yourself or someone else?
No, I work for somebody else.
Oh, do you? Right.
Half a daily.
Fair enough. And what do you like doing when you're not doing mechanicing then?
Drinking.
Fair enough. Mm. Have you got any piercings?
No.
Have you got any tattoos?
No, not yet.
Not yet? You're thinking about it?
Yes.
Well, spider's web on the face? What?
Possibly.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
I know someone who can do it for you.
It'll suit him.
Okay, right. Fair enough then. You're doing some name analysis, Lardino?
Yeah, might as well. Yeah. Okay, Smarlo. L preceded by L says very tender and aware of other people's emotions.
I'm not surprised he's bloody tender.
Yeah. L followed by L tells me you're a true and loyal friend. To those that you know, you are much loved by those you encounter, including me and him. Isn't that nice?
That's lovely, that's all true.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right then, now what about...
Morgo?
Yeah, Morgo, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Morgo.
Yeah.
G preceded by R says A followed by N tells me you're a bit of a...
Really?
Yeah, whereas M, O and R together betrays the fact that you stink of... And everybody you meet simply wants you to off, and you're a selfish lover.
Well,
that's only in the book.
That was charming. Does this book come with a free bleeper?
It does.
Right.
Good job and all.
It's just as well. Isn't
I'm
it?
Outraged by that.
Right. Yes. We had a moratorium on bleeps yesterday. I see that's well and truly over.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go, Morgo and Smarlo. I bet you're delighted that you came on. We're gonna have a tune, and then we'll get on with the quiz. This is an interesting one, right? You remember Nag 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 by Cabaret Voltaire?
A classic, mate.
1979, punk electro classic. Now been reworked. Cabaret Voltaire meets Tiger and Zintherius. Cabaret Voltaire meets Tiger and Zintherius. Nag Nag Nag, it comes out on October the 7th.
Vincent Turgan, please. What with one thing and another, it's a Turgan, please.
All right. right, Bob Smallow Small, he is Southport's leading body piercer, though plying his evil trade in Preston, is on line. Right, could you bow to the left-hand side, please?
Yep.
We have to go through a metal detector, so watch you don't set it off. Oh, no, he got through.
Excellent.
Perhaps they switched it off.
Must have done.
Right, can you pick the rope up, Bob, there?
Yourself a mischief.
For God's sake.
Oh,
he's not pulling the other end. You pull it back this way, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Thread it through.
Oh, you know. Stupid. He's keen, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Morgo in Essex. He nearly lost before you started, then he nearly pulled
off.
I know.
Shot off down the road.
Well, exactly. Okay, so can you pick it up there, please, at your end?
Yep, I'm on it.
All right, then. Okay. So brace yourselves, lads. Here we go, Smallo. Right, okay. And Morgo, brace yourselves and heave.
Oh, hey, they mean it, don't they?
Some brute force in there today, isn't there? Right, okay. Neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours, and not some bunch of whinging Antipodean nomarchs with more emotional crises per head of population than Tyra Palmer Tomkinson. And anyway, they all just want to be pop stars. My money's on Fat Lou for the Christmas number one.
Nice.
But as if things on Ramsey Street aren't bad enough, which band recently paid them a visit? A1. Blue. S Club or the Horton Weavers?
Another.
Yes, another.
Blue.
No, it won't blue, I'm afraid, no.
Me.
Yeah.
Blue.
He just said
blue. I learned A1,
obviously it did. Oh, yeah, all right then, A1. Right. Interesting kind of policy, using the same... Right, all right.
Is that right?
Right, well, it is right, A1, oh, yes, yeah. More neighbourhood problems. This time for tantric tosspot Sting, whose tantric peace is soon to be shattered when the wannabes from TV's Fame Academy move in next door to his tantric maisonette in the stockbroker belt of down south somewhere, causing Sting much tantric angst, causing not a little constipation, leading to a prolonged tantric dump. Before finding fame as a tantric solo artist, Sting was in tantric rock as the Police, with Stuart Copeland and which guitarist was it? Andy Winters, Andy Summers, Andy...
One thing.
Yes, one thing.
Andy Summers.
It was the right answer. Keep pulling, lads. Go on. My mates Mark and Katie live next door to Jimmy Somerville. This is a neighbour's thing today, you see.
Mm, yeah.
Live next door to Jimmy Somerville, who, it is often remarked, looks like a potato. Though, ironically, Jimmy will not have a potato in the house, living entirely on a diet of Cadbury Smash, sarsaparilla and cheese dippers.
Sure.
But which punk band had a hit with Smash? It Up. Was it The Clash, The Sex Pistols, The Nolans or The Damned?
One thing.
Yeah.
The Damned.
Correct. Good, you know.
Right, okay. Keep pulling, lads. A neighbours at war scenario developed recently at Pete Waterman's Battery Pop Farm when warring ex-members of Steps started to peck each other through the bars of their luxury penthouse cages and left H so upset he was unable to swallow his portion of seed. But when offered a big wad of cash and extra seed to appear starkers in a magazine, which was the only stepette not to rule it out?
Another.
Yeah.
Fight.
He was in quick, but sadly...
No.
Incorrect.
Ah!
So, Smallo, Lisa or Claire?
Claire.
No, the right answer is Lisa. It's Lisa, right.
Well.
Chakademus and Pliers were put together by Pop Svengali Brian Krabs after he found them hanging shrink-wrapped in neighbouring aisles at B&Q. And if Pliers hadn't been on special offer, the double act would have been Chakademus and Ratchet Spanner. But what was the DIY twosome's big hit of 93? Was it Freeze Me, Grease Me, Tease Me, yes, another?
Please Me.
What?
Please Me.
Please Me?
Please Me.
Freeze Me? What did you say?
Tease Me.
Tease Me. Is correct. And over they go. There goes the village hooter.
Well, by my reckoning, one thing Bob Smallo has three, whereas another Chris Morgo has one.
At least you didn't get a big fat zilch, Morgo, did you?
Yeah, I know,
Mark. You got a consolation question at the end there. Right, okay. Yeah. Well, it was good having you on anyway.
Thanks, Mark. Mark?
Yeah?
Before I go, can I have a biggity-biggity bong for my girlfriend, my mum, my dad, my sister, please?
Of course you can. Biggity-biggity-bong! Was there enough to go around there?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Is there a runners-up prize today, Sean?
Oh,
do you like pizza cake, Morgan?
Oh, definitely.
All right, we'll send you a video as a runners-up prize then.
Oh, sweet.
All right, then, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. It's probably worth more than the prizes.
Yes.
Anyway, Smallo, you've won £15 in CD vouchers.
Marvellous.
All right, Conway, it was good having you on. Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed.
All right, mate, best of luck with
can
the piercing.
Can I get a biggity-biggity-bong for Kenneth, everyone at Studio 81 in Manchester and Preston, and Chris down at Reef, please?
Biggity-biggity-bong!
Thank you.
All right, mate, take care.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. It's a tug of peace. What with one thing and another, it's a tug of peace.
This is Radio 1 in Finland. Radio 1, the Mercury Prize, 2001. This Saturday, Trevor Nelson presents Mercury nominee Beverly Knight, live in session. Mercury Music Prize 2002. Trevor Nelson with Beverly Knight. This Saturday afternoon from 3. Then, find out who walks off with the prize live on Radio 1. Tuesday, September 17th. 12 albums, 12 nominees, 1 prize. The Mercury Music Prize 2002 on Radio 1. Radio 1.
It was Vanessa Carlton. It is 3 minutes past 2 on Radio 1. We have got some more biscuit stuff to do.
Great,
and,
yeah.
And, man, I'm in a bit of a rush now, so I don't know. We've got your Son of Cheeseless coming up very shortly.
Hall on Menswear Limited.
Hall on Menswear Limited Music Prize. The shortlist of that has got to be read out very shortly.
Yeah.
But, What's this now?
What is it?
What's this now?
It's Winston from the post room.
It is Winston from the post room.
All right, boys. I've got a package here for Mark and Lars. He's going to sign for
it. All right,
I'll sign for him.
I haven't got a pen. Can I borrow your pen?
Well, I may as well sign. By the time I've given you my pen, I could have signed.
Well, give it to me and he can sign.
Right,
cheers. Give it to him then.
No, he's got to hand it over to the signee.
No, that's true. Yeah, right, good on you, Winston.
Cheers, Winston.
Respect, mate.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. His dreadlocks get more matted every day. Where's he gone? I've signed for it.
Winston, come on, mate.
You've
got to take the docket back.
Well, he won't have heard that. It's a soundproof studio, isn't it?
Oh, hello.
You want the docket back?
Oh, Tom.
You get the sack, you will. You've had more jobs than I've had hot dinners.
Thank you very much.
All right, then. Nice beret.
Cheers.
Right, okay, mate.
What's that herbal smell?
It's better than the smell it usually wraps in with Winston.
If it had to do that well, that must be something very, very...
The tape they put on these things, unbelievable, isn't it?
It must be very valuable if they're doing that. Be careful with it. What's happening? Was that inside?
Anyway, right, it's...
No, hang on a minute, what are you doing, mate? No, hang on, I'm just wondering what it was in the package for us.
Does it need to be discussed now?
Yeah.
Absolutely vital.
Well, I'm just intrigued, that's all. You know, when something arrives, it's like you've got to sign for it, it's something special, isn't it?
Well, it's a spoon.
A spoon, is it?
Yeah.
So that's ours. Our spoon.
Well, our spoon, technically.
What do you mean, technically? Mark and Lard, it says it on the packet, doesn't it?
We can't break a spoon in half, can we?
No, we can't do that.
Not unless we're,
Yori Doofa.
Yeah.
No, Yori Thing, sorry. Make it stick to your nose, that's good. I can do that, gives it. Let me do that, stick it to my nose, just by rubbing it.
Right.
I can do that with another part of my body. If you just... I can make it stick to my nose, just by rubbing it.
We heard you the first time.
Yeah, no, slamming it home.
I know, very good.
That's very good, we've seen you do it now.
Yeah, all right.
Just give it. Let's have a go.
It'd be a miracle if it couldn't balance on a nose like that.
You don't need for any of that.
I'm enjoying this.
I'm not doing any nose anyway, we've established that.
I'm enjoying it, we've not established anything.
Yes, we have, we've established that is our spoon.
You're not doing it the other way because this is a spoon to share.
But it doesn't seem to be much sharing going on, if you don't mind me saying
Give me the damn spoon!
All right, listen,
I'll tell you what
I'll get it back eventually.
All right, listen.
What?
You want the spoon?
I want the spoon. Giz it.
I want the spoon.
Well, you've had the spoon.
Right, not only because I opened it, because you didn't have a pen, right? Okay, listen, I'll tell you what I'll do, right?
Spread your legs, right?
What?
I'll run up and kick you in the cobblers.
Yeah, then...
But right? I did that thing again whereby...
Then you...
Do it to you.
Do it to me.
And then I didn't...
Vice versa,
them.
Last man standing has control of the spoon.
Now, be honest, can I say fairer than that?
No, that's all right, that's fine. No, I can
right.
do that.
Open your legs. Wider, wider, wider.
We won't go any wider.
Pucker up, baby, because here I come. Oh! Oh! Still sore from the other day. That's where it goes, though, isn't it?
There right. it goes, yeah.
Okay, mate, legs open. What? Yeah. Legs open.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I tell you what, you can have the bloody spoon.
With
that, mate.
Okay, fine. Yeah. As long as you're happy.
I'm happy.
As long as I'm happy, you're happy.
Excellent.
2:10, Radio 1, Son of Cheesley Business. You're third. Now, I find this surprising. Because I thought your story was an absolute cracker today.
Oh, okay. Right. I mean, it's sort of developing. It's sort of speedy. Well, this is a hamster, right? I will obviously just update on this, but it's a hamster that got found on the seafront.
Yeah.
Right, at Cleveland's near Blackpool. Yeah. In a little car.
Yeah.
Now, it's thought Speedy's previous owner had been playing with him in the car on the seafront and had left, forgetting about him. Now, it seems you can buy, like, you can buy these little balls that you just lock
yeah.
them into.
Yeah, yeah.
You can buy little hamster cars, which you, again, can lock them into.
Right.
And they can obviously, I don't know, move it, but it's got little pedals. Or anything like that, or batteries. But it would seem that the RSPCA aren't too happy about these cars, because the hamsters can't get out, because they're locked in.
Right, no caution.
Well,
tail.
Obviously, yeah, we don't like that. We don't want to see any hamster suffer, do we?
No.
But it is nevertheless quite funny, isn't it?
It's excellent.
By the hamster going along in a car. The cause, runaway.
Great.
All the small things, Blink-182.
Excellent.
Adrian from Gloucester. Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf.
Excellent, that.
In Edinburgh. You Better Come Home, Speedy Gonzales by Pat Boom.
Yeah.
Speed Freak by Motorhead.
Mm.
Who's going to drive you home tonight?
That's good.
Right, from Andrew and Debbie Smith in Halstead. Freddie Mercury, I Want to Break Free. It's Queen, isn't it? I think.
Yeah,
Frame of
excellent.
Day Tripper, The Beatles. Maybe You Can Drive My Car, The Beatles.
Excellent, that.
Full Throttle, Prodigy.
Yeah.
Harvey the Wonder Hamster, Weird Al Yankovic.
Mm.
From Jeff and Frazzle. Stereophonics, Nice to Be Out. Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere.
Very good.
Limp Bizkit, Rolling.
Excellent, that.
Martin in Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Merton Parker's, You Need Wheels.
Mm. Yeah, you do.
Madness, I Like Driving in My Car, Mungo Chutney.
Right.
Fast Cars by the Buzzcocks.
Great.
Neil William Turner. Escape, Enrique Iglesias, Peter in Gloucester. Leave Home, Chemical Brothers, Richard Stebbing.
Mm.
Theme from The Great Escape or Driving South Stone Roses, Robbie McVicar.
Excellent, that.
It's Immaterial, Driving Away From Home.
Aww.
Echo Belly, King of the Curb.
Excellent.
Nice. From Scott Barlow, Working in Runcorn.
What about, did anybody suggest there's no one driving? John Fox.
Right, yeah.
Well, was the hamster not driving?
No.
Did he pass his test?
Anyway,
still
doesn't
driving.
Matter.
Still driving.
Still driving.
You know, these hamster joyriders.
Terrible.
Bane of my life around
the
worst day.
Right, okay, then the second story was this firm who was sending out pictures of the strapping lass who's the payroll clerk, right?
Yeah.
They're topless, right?
Mm.
As a punishment for people who haven't paid up, and she's quite happy about it.
And it works.
Hideous by the Dickies.
Well, that's very unkind.
Says Miles Halpin, who also says, I know this! Mint Viscount. No. Cups, Underworld and Duran Duran Skin Trade, suggest Ross. Putting salt on slugs in New Key. Ross and Keith Anderson from Langoughlin suggest, you're the one for me, Fatty. Hide Your Love Away, The Beatles, and Lisa Stansfield, All Woman.
Yes.
Well, yes. Big Scary Animal, Belinda Carlisle. Ooh! Marking, Berry St. Edmunds, not nice. Gareth in North Yorkshire suggests Ronnie Sides represent Brown Paper Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. And Barefoot Man, Big Panty Woman. It's quite possible. God Save the Obscene by Frigid Vinegar, says Jack and Danny in Hull. Whereas Jane in the Attic in Sunny Leek suggests tonight we nearly got busted. Alabama 3.
Mm-hmm.
Close Your Eyes, Steve Earle. Take a Picture, Filter. Picture This Blondie. 78 Stone Wobble, yes.
Nice.
Nice, Gomez. She's a Star, James. And 36-24-36 by the Violent Femmes.
All right.
Jonathan in Birmingham has said, the money of your life. Adamant, is that Stand and Deliver?
Is it? You think so, yeah.
The money of your life. Ha!
Ooh, Mick Jagger doing it now?
Yeah. M People, Sight for Sore Eyes, Unpretty by TLC, Fatboy Slim, Weapon of Choice is a good one, EMF Unbelievable, says Amanda McCallion in Northern Ireland. Matt in London Village suggests 34D by The Beautiful South.
Right.
A Sight for Sore Eyes by Tom Waits, don't know that one. Get It On, T-Rex. Dave Roberts in Chester. And finally, Jacko in Chesterfield suggests paid in full, Eric B and Rakim, because it does work, you know.
Okay, then. Mm. The winning story at the moment is Tom Jones's marriage revelations. He'd been married for yonks, right? He got married when he was 16.
Right.
And he's still together with his wife, Linda, right? But he goes out doing what he likes, going around the world, you know, doing what he likes with who he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And she stays at home.
Mm.
He says, she wants to live her own life. She's my anchor, my rock. I'm glad we're still married. She's my friend. You have to be, otherwise it won't last. When you start off with someone, it's lost. If that doesn't turn into something else, then you are... And then he'd leave. He says, they marry, and when the lustful thing goes, they give up. If you're friends and on the same wavelength mentally, then that works. We trust one another, right?
Mm.
Well, it's sort of interesting on the definition of trust. I mean, I suppose
it is trust, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it is trust, because you trust him not to run away with anybody and to keep himself out of the papers and all that, and not to kind of, you know...
And if you trust him somebody, you're trusting them to do something that you don't want them to do. And obviously she don't mind him doing that, so it's trust, isn't it?
Well, there you go then, right? Yeah, they were childhood sweethearts. They met at the age of 11, right?
Okay.
So there you go.
Nice.
He says, the interviewer, who is Dominic Mohan, says, you know, he says, you know, would it work the other way around? He says, I'm a good husband, I respect her, I give her own space. And, you know, it's good of him to give her own space, you know. I mean, go out tonking someone and leaves her with his own space.
That's nice.
And doesn't pressure her into doing anything she doesn't want to do. It's give and take. If she was the sort of person who liked going to clubs, then I'd have to be careful. Certain things may not have happened if she had been there. Some women like to keep an eye on their men, you know.
Intriguing.
There you go, right. So, there we got Perfect Fairground Attraction, Angie Fairbanks, Getting Away With It, Electronic.
Yeah.
From Carl in Staley, Vegas. Lucky Man, The Verve.
Good.
Market T-Shirts Online, Me and Mrs. Jones, Billy Paul from Mothman. How Cheap Is Your Love, Frigid Vinegar.
Mm.
Richie in Mansfield. Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual. I think it probably is, Tom.
It's
really
unusual.
Tom Jones and Heather Small, You Need Love Like I Do. Tom Jones featuring Stereophonics. Mama Told Me Nothing.
Hey.
Gareth in North Augustus.
Mm.
Sax Bomb, Tom Jones.
Oh,
from Gary in Leamington. It's not right, but it's okay. Right, from Winnie's, which is quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Spread Your Love by Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, right? From David Hersey. Ignorance is Bliss, Divine Comedy.
Yeah.
Kieran and Stevie. Meatloaf, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Very good.
Jim Murphy. I'm Free to Do What I Want, any old time.
Super
Dragon. Chef and Frazzle. Robbie Williams, No Regrets, Mark the Legend Foster, Kerris and Space, Ballad of Tom Jones,
hey,
which is pretty good, isn't it, right? Beach Boys, I Get Around,
hey,
Mungo Chutney, Love the One You're With, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young from Paul Holloway, It's Not What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It, Fun Boy 3, Paul in Oxton, Oasis, Married With Children, his son's his manager, isn't he, Paul in Reading, and Wandering Star by Portishead, and Crazy Crazy Nights, from Peter Scott in Teesside. Loads of good suggestions there. Any more that take your fancy, you think of them, let us have them. mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk and on the text 07764 100 100. Record of the Week from the Manics. Right, that's our Record of the Week from the Manic Street Preachers there, By the Grace of God, which is out on October the 14th.
Nice, sir.
We should ask them to come in, shouldn't we?
Great.
When they're doing their fantastic tour thing. Just an update on Heidi's biscuit wrapper that got wrapped around the legs on the way to the workshop.
Oh,
Tim Glasgow says pink wafers. Morning coffee, Mark, from Kevin Gallagher.
No.
Queen's Danish Original Butter Cookies.
No.
From Joey B-side in Burstall.
Obscure.
Savage Chimp says coconut jamborees.
No.
Kerry in Rotherham says coconut rings.
No.
Warmer. Warmer. So still a Peter K video up for grabs before the end of the show. If you think you know what that is, email your suggestions in.
What was that then?
No, my stomach rumbling.
Oh, no.
I'm starving. I could do with a sandwich, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Craig! David! Oh, I'm a chow! I'm up to my flaming eyes here! Can you give us a lift with this Coffin Dodgers order or what? What was that, your scrubber? Three tripe on Hovis? Flaming, no! Can't you see that I'm busy too, David?
Oh, Truth! Yes, I heard you first time, you old cow! I'll be with you in a minute!
What do you mean, pig?
You're busy!
Busy?
You just stood there with that large stalk in your hand doing notes!
What?
Sorry, love, we don't do refunds on Scotch eggs, want to pass the sell-by date! No! Even if you do have a sick note from your doctor, you bitch! Listen, David! I'm trying to work out why this large stalk that I've got in my hand has started to go all soft! Yes, love, you impatient bint. I'll give you what you want in a minute. As soon as I've sorted my stalk out. You want to stick that stalk in the smeg, Craig. The smeg, David. Sorry, missus, no cottage cheese left, you harlot. You know, Craig, the smeg fridge.
No.
I've only got one pair of hands, you tart. How am I supposed to serve you and scratch me arse at the same time?
Truth indeed.
And well, do you know what? I would stick me stalk in the smeg fridge, David.
Huh?
But there's no room. Full of that quality cheap meat we've purchased from Korea. Look, there's not even enough room in there to swing a cat. Well, not another one anyway. You'll have to wait, you hussy. I'm busy.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And also,
Stroud.
I'll get it. Hello, Craig and David's sandwich shop.
Oh, hello, Newell, Mr. Gallagher, sir. Oh, no problem at all, sir. We can easily do that for you, sir. Oh, no, we're not busy at all. Very quiet, actually. It'll be a pleasure. Short asking,
what the flaming heck are you doing, David? Telling Noel Gallagher that we're not busy.
Well, you're not, Craig, are you?
Well, I just stood there fiddling with your stalk. Who's next, please?
I've told you before, David. It's gone all soft.
Well, use some butter, Craig. Take this knob what I've got.
But that's too hard, David.
Blame me, Nora.
Oh, you pleasing
know. Some people. No. It's all
ridiculous.
Right, what do you want, you bitch?
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 online. Log on and listen again.
This track deserves a rewind.
Check the sound.
Can you feel it? It's like ground or game where everything's the same, it's all repeated.
Log on and listen again to over 90 hours of music from over 30 DJs.
Essential selection.
The Blue Room.
On
Radio 1.
Log on and listen again.
Radio 1's late night shows. Listen again whenever you want.
You're in control.
www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 online. Log on and listen again.
Radio 1, baby.
Mwah.
What you do, he mustn't grumble for Paul and Lisa in Colchester, Sussexshire, who grout in the bathroom this afternoon.
Mucking grumble!
And also, could you do a biggity-biggity-bong in a Jamaican style for Leroy, who's just opened a cafe for truckers?
Biggity-biggity-bong!
That is from Nick. And also, will you do a birthday caddly-caddly-hoo-hoo? This is for Mad Mark from Concord Park Bench number 23.
Caddly-caddly-hoo-hoo!
Happy birthday, Martin. That is from OJ Little Dale and Depeche Mode Dave at Mainline Marketing in Sheffield. That was Holly Valant.
Radio 1.
All right, then. Coming up, I will read the shortlist of nominees for the Hallam Menswear Limited Music Prize. Excellent. A long-awaited announcement there. And we may or may not have a winner of the Big Biscuit Wrapper Conundrum. We will have a Son of Cheesley reveal. It's 2:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Judy Hobson.
There's a new lead in the search for Millie Dowler.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Police searching for the missing 13-year-old Millie Dowler say they have a new lead which could be very significant. They've had CCTV footage enhanced by the FBI in the States. It shows a person they think could be Millie talking to someone in a dark-coloured car. Craig Denham's from Surrey Police.
It has taken the inquiry new direction. I would love to be able to tell you that we believe that's Amanda, but I am posing the question as opposed to giving the statement. Was that Amanda? Please help us, if that was you, to come forward.
President Bush is due to talk to the UN in less than an hour. He's expected to tell world leaders they should take action against Iraq. Two police officers working on the Holly and Jessica murder inquiry have been arrested on suspicion of child pornography. Cambridgeshire police say the arrests aren't linked in any way with the investigation into the girls' deaths. The government's claiming efforts to cut street crime in the worst areas across the UK are working. They've spent £67 million on a street crime scheme, and robberies are down 6% on the same time last year. But in some areas, snatch thefts and muggings are up. The head of London's police, Sir John Stevens, says they're looking hard now at youth crime.
It's all very well for us, the police, to be arresting more people, which we're doing. There has to be a medium and long-term approach to ensuring that youngsters have the support in terms of when they are, if you like, have nothing to do.
A powerful union in Australia wants to stop backpackers from getting jobs there. They claim that travellers are taking away jobs from unemployed Aussies. Others disagree and say they create more jobs than they take up. These people are in Oz at the moment.
I'm here for a year. I've only been here a week so far. I need to get a job pretty much straight away.
You have to wander around all day and be prepared to be rejected all day long.
I'm sure there are lots of Aussies out there that could probably be doing my job, but sorry.
Patrick Vieira says he needs a break. Just 5 games into the new Premiership season, the Arsenal midfielder told the French newspaper L'Equipe that he can hardly stand, he hurts all over, and now he needs a breather. That's it, we're back in an hour.
Radio 1.
One love, one station.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
You bring light in, you bring light in.
Radio 1.
Mark Radcliffe. He's so now.
It's a record that could have been released sort of like almost any time in the last 40 years.
Yeah,
it,
definitely.
You know, it is a great tune, that is The Coral and Dream of You. It comes out on the 7th of October, and they'll be playing on the show on Monday.
Right? Great.
Before that, it was Underworld and 2 months off. But we'll have The Coral on the show on Monday, right? Because, David Bowie is going to be on the phone, right?
Mercury, isn't it?
Because it is the Mercury Music Prize, right, for which they are both nominated,
yeah.
Right? So you can sort of Pat, you can shut the door.
No, thank you.
You're putting me off. Right, okay then, but it's the Mercury Music Prize next week, of course, which many people see as the precursor to the Hallam Menswear Prize, and we're glad to be involved in the Mercury, right?
Of course we are.
On Monday, and we'll have a chat with Dee on the phone, right?
Great, he's looking forward to it.
Dave Bowie, man.
Yeah.
Right, he's coming on. But also, the final adjudication from our panel of experts is in.
Yeah.
And I have the shortlist for the big one. The big one.
Yeah.
The Hallam Menswear Music Limited. Hallam Menswear Limited.
Get it right.
Music Prize.
Yeah.
All right. I feel honoured that I can read them, actually.
My heart's going to fast now. Do you know what you get?
So here we go with the nominations for the 2002 Hallam. And the nominations are...
Oh, for goodness sake. Suspense.
I've not done this joke for about a year and a half.
Yeah, at least, yeah. The suspense is...
Yeah,
amazing.
This year's Hallam... Oh, what the f***, hey? Going on!
Remember, you've got quiet for a bit now.
I still like that joke.
Yeah,
that's how that joke goes. Yeah. The nominations for this year's Hallam. I think it's interesting. I mean, you would have to say that, you know, reflected in the list is the fact that dance music is dead.
Well, there's no inclusion with dance at all.
No dance in there, but excellent. I mean, it covers the big three, classical, rock and folk.
Excellent, that's good.
One thing people do say is that, like, you know, the classical and folk ones are just there as token entries on the Mercury, don't they? And they never win, they've no chance
slightly
of winning. So we'll see how it goes with this one. The nominations for the Hallam Menswear Limited Music Prize, right? The award will be decided at a fantastic glittering ceremony here on Tuesday the 24th of September, right? Richard Hawley, Late Night Final.
Great album, yeah.
Great
you can
album.
See why that's in there.
Yeah, okay. Radiohead, Amnesiac.
Classic,
right?
Absolutely.
Pulp, We Love Life.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Yeah.
New Order, Get Ready.
Yeah, fantastic band.
Charlatans, Wonderland.
Amazing.
Bernard Wrigley, Bolton Bullfrog.
Yeah.
Fairly Truthful Tales.
They're the monologues.
Yeah.
I've got that album in the car.
Well, it's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. You know,
folk. It's a good crossover album for folk, isn't it?
Well, that's right, yeah. And also, you know, the classical entry, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jan Pascal Tortelier, music by the composer Karlovitz.
Excellent.
This is Slav Karlovitz.
Well, that's, you know, it's got a nice sort of slant to it as well, and it makes it a bit more kind of, you know, not just pop music.
Right, and I'm that delighted to say that representatives of all those bands, right, and artists will be here, right? We'll not be none of this. Like they can't be with us to receive the award.
Oh no, putting a video on.
Right, the BBC Philharmonic, Bernard Wrigley, Charlatans, New Order, Pulp, Radiohead, Richard Hawley will all be with us on Tuesday the 24th of September for that glittering awards ceremony.
Can't wait.
Right, I am mucho excitedo.
Absolutely.
Right, okay then. And now if we can only get someone from Hallon to hold off the rush on blouse on jackets to present the prize.
That's what we want, isn't it?
That's what we
want.
That
would be amazing.
That would be the big one, if we could pull it out.
Right? I don't think we will, you know.
Well, we'll go and see them anyway.
We'll try.
Right, okay. I need some braces anyway.
Yeah.
Right, okay then. Now, before we move on, and we'll have to move on, right, but we'll just go through the conundrum of the biscuit wrapper that was wrapped round Heidi's leg.
Oh, yeah.
Right, what we got? Coconut rings from Chris in Lincoln Cessus to Shire. Is it coconut macaroons, Mark, says Gareth Blackwood.
No.
Right, we've had that one, and we've had that one, and we've had that one. Almond rounds, or perhaps almond rounds.
No.
Simon Honeywood in New Castleford. Mm. Coconut crunch, says Nick in Guildford. Very, very warm, very warm. Rooster George, is it coconut creams, Mark?
I do this, Ben.
Yeah, you can do this one.
And the winner of the great biscuit... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, fucking neck. Goodness gracious me. Strike a line.
Screw.
Screw.
Goodness sake.
Goodness sake.
Go.
And the... Oh, screw. Strike a line. Gordon Bennett. And the winner of today's biscuit thing is...
Well, I didn't really write anything down.
I said it was Rooster George.
Oh, yeah,
well,
did.
No, the answer was coconut cream.
Yeah.
So well done to Rooster George, a long-standing and regular contributor.
Yeah,
so nice to see a prize go to him. You can have a Peter Kay video. Who's your money on, then, for the Hallon? That's what people are going to be talking about now, isn't it?
I think Bernard Wrigley's in with a shout.
Gotta be in with a shout.
Don't know, really.
See,
my days are cool without you. See,
that's a shanty and foolish. All right then, we better bass through these now because we're a bit behind, aren't we?
We are
a
bit.
12 minutes to
three.
And here's your Son of Cheesley things, right? The story about the topless payroll clerk being sent out to encourage people to pay overdue bills is third now.
Right. Okay. No big sizes. The Shire.
What a record. I'm surprised.
Yes, they're not on the list.
Panel of expert slipped up there.
Larger than life, the backdoor boys, all suggested by Richard Stebbing.
Yeah.
Tabard Lafayette suggested these things are sent to trials, Clearlake, and a naked girl, Das Pop. Mm-hmm. Mungo Chutney has come in with GBH, Big Women.
Don't know that one.
Bring on the Nubiles by the Stranglers, says Alistair J. Black. And Sitting Pretty, Brendan Benson. The Wonder Stuff, Sides of a Cow, brackets, no offence meant, just a fantastic tune, closed brackets. Not taken, not by me anyway.
Well, no, right. No. Okay.
And Mind Over Money, Choring Break, suggested by Gareth in Stockholm. Ooh!
All right, second place story is the hamster, the runaway hamster and his dragster found on the front of Cleveland. Sports car, wedding present.
Yeah,
from Philly D in Newcastle. What's happening to Newcastle?
Oh, dime for that, isn't it?
They'll be all right, man.
Highway Star, Deep Purple.
Great.
Bend Over, I'll Drive, The Cramps.
Oh, yeah.
Geordie Steve in Glasgow. Goddess on a Highway. Was it male or female hamster?
Didn't say.
Right, well, could be right then. Mike Biddulph at Golden Products in Telford. Shall we take a trip, north side? I drove all night, Roy Orbison.
Oh, no.
Life in the Fast Lane, The Eagles from Jane in the Attic. Zoom, Fat Larry's band.
Excellent.
Nick in Llangollen. Rush Hour, Jane Whelan.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Sam in York. And we got Pull Up to the Bumper, Grace Jones.
Great.
From Simon Honeywood. But the winning story today is Tom Jones and his relationship with his wife. They've been married for, like, what, 4 years or something,
yeah.
Right? And she says that as long as he doesn't finish up in the papers or run off with someone else, he can go around the world and he can do what he likes.
Fair enough.
Right. Cake and Eat It, Dead or Alive.
Good.
Mark in Bury St. Edmunds. Rocking All Over the World by Status Quo. Mm. What Are We Going to Get Her Indoors by Dennis Waterman.
Excellent, that.
Which is a nice suggestion. Don't know who it's from, though. If It Makes You Happy, Sheryl Crow, Ryan Shallott. Solid as a Rock, Starship.
Yeah.
Marriage Has Lasted a Long Time by These Rules, Robbie McVicar. Phil and Milton Keynes came close, I would have said, with Last of the Famous International Playboys.
Very good, that.
Morrissey. Mm. Hugh and Cry, Looking for Linda. What's she called, Linda?
Mm.
From Gareth. We have got Jim Murphy and Barnsley suggestion. If you want to touch her, ask Shania Twain.
Aww.
Anything Goes, Guns N' Roses, Arlen, Edinburgh. Some guys have all look. Rod Stewart.
That's good.
American Dave in Newmarket. All right, then. So thanks for all your suggestions today. Loads of good ones. There could have been any number of winners, but it's Jeff and Frazzle again. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. The Super Dragons and Junior Reed, and I'm free to do what I want any old time.
Perfect.
Right, okay, is the winner of today. What are you suggesting then, Michelle? Jeff and Frazzle, you saying they can't win again? Really? All right.
She just made up a new rule.
She's just made up a new rule.
Right.
Mrs. Bin Bins.
Oh, Bin
Bins. Said if you win a third time,
yeah,
that's it, three strikes and you're out, you can only play for fun from then on.
Just for fun? Who's going to play just for fun?
The rules are draconian.
Well, at least typically.
You know, I mean, you remember when she used to be nice, Michelle?
She's round the twist, that last. I'm telling you, she'd lost it.
Power man.
I'm going to debrief her later.
Power man. So, there you go. So, now is a good time. If you want to, if you've seen anything, you know, for tomorrow, you want to get that in now, then you can email us and leave that there, you know, things you've seen, because we'll be having another great quiz on that tomorrow.
Of course we will.
And Noel Gallagher's in. I assume Noel Gallagher's in.
What?
Well, he's not on the nominations list.
Well,
is he?
Well, there you go.
The hell on, but you know, I'm sure he'll take that in his stride.
Yeah, not everybody can be on it. It's a shortlist by definition.
William Hills have been on now, you know, screaming about this.
Yeah, the odds.
I don't know whether you want to go to the bookies and do it. I was wondering if anybody fancied a flutter on the outcome of the Hallon Menswear Limited Music Prize.
Yeah.
Perhaps best thing would be to just send me or you a fiver or a tenner.
Yeah, or a 20 you'd do.
You know, and we can just hold it until, you know, until we see what the result is.
That's a good idea, yeah. Give out the address.
You know, so, you know, yeah, you know, bet money.
Yeah.
Malcolm Loud, Manchester.
Cash only.
Cash only, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, do send cash in the pub.
We take cash, don't we?
We do. We set up to take cash.
Yeah.
So, if you're fancying a flutter on it, you know.
Yeah, and, we have the infrastructure.
If you win, you win, and if you lose, you lose. I mean, the best thing to do, really, is, like, you know, leave us just to judge it, because we've got more inside knowledge.
Yeah.
So we could probably put your money on the right...
A safe bet.
Well...
A safe bet.
I don't want people to think it's fixed, but it's...
No,
it's just a thought. It's just a thought.
Coming at your speeches on digital format, delivering the best of urban music and all that. Check the hottest rhymes online, love on the site, be a part of it. One extra, interactive, we started it. Drum and bass, dancehall, hip hop and R&B. I can't forget the UKG. From the streets, check the frequency. We representing all ends of the community. The Dunno.
BBC.co.uk/scroll. Stay tuned for Chris Miles. We'll leave you with Neil Kinnock.
Roundabout now, since they say I am the sexiest man in Jamaica. Roundabout now.